I do not know if anybody is in here yet, but welcome if you are. I'm just sharing real quick. Work with me, you guys. Just trying to get everybody a share that would like probably to be here. Let's see, just getting a few people in here, you guys. I appreciate you bearing with me as I do this. Sinister. See if Sinister can get in here. Just sharing with as many people as I can. We'll see what we can get going here. There we go. There's that person. Okay. Okay, we're almost there, you guys. Almost there. All right, we're done with that one. We'll see if we got... Who's in here? Who's with me? Who's with me? We got 16. Thank you, guys. Welcome, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. This is your host, Poetic. Thank you for joining me. Wow, you guys have been in here for a minute. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate everybody coming in here. Ace, Belle... Let's see. I'm going to see if I can get Yana in here. She was wanting a reading. There was Yazzie. There was so many people that wanted a reading today. So we'll see if we can get any readings. I have my box, you guys. I have my box full of my new cards. And no problem, Eva. No problem. Sometimes we just need somebody to listen. I completely understand. Let's see. Send a few people that. And where is Yana? All right. We got a few people here. Let's see. All right. Juice, what's up? All right, you guys, I got the box. I haven't opened it yet. Welcome, everybody. Yazzie, you, girl, I always say your name right. I know that. I've heard you say it. Hi, Amy. Oh, hi, person. I need to forget people's real names, you guys. Okay, welcome everybody. It's not a vibrator, Yazzie. No, it's not a vibrator. It's the five new decks. Hi, Grab'em, aka Blaze, Brian, Sin, Vacuum, everybody. The whole family's here. See if we can get Pod God and all those guys. Okay. Band. Okay, I will do that with Band. Wants to see the link. You guys, I got the website up. So it's up, but it's not on holyshift.com. It's under this other website address for right now until my brother can help me. Until he can help me with getting it squared away, because I am not technology savvy, right? I ask for help from him, so that's what happened. I have five new decks, you guys. Cha-Cha, if you guys can get Cha-Cha in here, that would be great, because she is the one that, like, motivated me to get new decks. She gifted me a deck, and then I seen some more on Amazon that were fairly cheap, and I'm like, you know what? I just gotta go for it. So that's how we decided to get four extras, and they are great. All right, I shared to her too, so we're all gonna, like, blow up her phone right now, and hopefully it'll get her in here. And the ones she sent to me are on top, you guys. Right, being savvy means you know how to ask for help. Exactly. So that's how technology savvy I am. So she gifted me a beautiful deck by Doreen Virtue, and I just opened it. So, you guys, when I get a camera, we'll do readings on camera and things like that. Right now, I'm still baby steps. I finally got the website up, working on the camera. I will definitely read you, Yazzie. Let's open all these cards real quick so I can... I'm excited. You will be the first read, Yazzie. You didn't come in last time. I was waiting for you. Hi, Rome. So, the first deck I got is... that's on top. It's the Life Purpose deck by Doreen Virtue, and that is from, that's the one from Cha-Cha. So I'm going to set that aside. That one's going up there, and I'm going to take pictures of all the new decks, you guys. You know, woohoo! I know. So I got four other ones, okay? And I had a couple people ask me about, oh, do you have a specific tarot or oracle card for love? Well, honestly, any deck will help you get the answer that you need at that moment, okay? So it doesn't matter if it's a traditional Rider-Waite deck, a Thoth deck, it could be any one of the oracle decks I have. Any which deck will tell you the message you need to hear, whether it be about love, whether it be about career, whether it be about some personal situation you're going through. So that's that. However, I found this really pretty love deck, okay? And it's called Whispers of Love, and it's by Angela Hartfield, and artwork is by Josephine Wall. Okay, the love deck, Yazzie. Yazzie needs the love deck, she says. We'll get you some love, girl. So, right now, she has, I'll take pictures of all these, the Whispers of Love deck, for attracting more love into your life. And it's a really beautiful deck. It has some beautiful pictures on here. I'm going to open it now, take the plastic off, you guys. They're going to, so, I don't know who it was, Joe, I believe it was Joe Ace, in your podcast, she was saying how she loved the smell of new books. I have a feeling that, I mean, well, I know. That's what it's going to smell like. They're going to smell amazing as I open these. I'm excited. Why don't you call up Yazzie and we'll do this read for these love decks. New book smell, right? It should be like a candle that they have a new book smell. You know what? Okay, so I got to tell you a story. You guys, I worked at Tractor Supply, and during the holidays, they have freaking candles. Let's get some different music. It's I love my intro, don't get me wrong, but it's short and it repeats. Let's appreciate Bruce for that. Definitely, he looked out for us in making that music. We'll get Todd Norian playing. Anyway, so during the winter at Tractor Supply, if you guys have ever went to Tractor Supply, they have leather smelling candles and just random weird hillbilly stuff. Now, I like, you know, certain things, but the candles are gross. I love you, Ace. I understand. I love you. You gotta read me when you want to one day. So, ooh, it smells so good. Hi, Tea Baby, aka Yana. Yeah, you guys, let's just clear the energy. We got the good music on. I'll burn some Palo Santo while we're doing this. I see you there, Yazzie. I'm gonna look at the cards real quick, and then we're gonna shuffle and pull you a card, okay? And Yana needs a card too, I think, today. We pulled some stuff earlier. I put the daily guidance card. Hi, Dix. Hi, Herbal. I try to say that right every time. I know us Americans don't know how to say H's very well. H's. All right, so I lit the Palo Santo to help clear our energy, you guys. A couple of newbies. We got a couple new buds for the bean. I know Twisted would totally love probably Proudly Radical Definitely, I think you would like that one. There is John DeVito. There is Nonsense Password. He's quite hilarious. Obscure Curio. There's a lot of people on here that you would like. Yes, Twisted, definitely. You got to look at a lot of the. I will start sharing some of the shows when I get there and letting you know some of these people because they're great. It's all over. It's kind of like a little family. She was my boss, you guys. We became good friends. She was my boss at one time. All right, so we're going to shuffle the cards. These cards are really pretty, Ozzy.
Yes.
Ooh, I wish you guys... I'm gonna take a few pictures of these. These are really beautiful. Oh my gosh, that's... Bands is a dork. Okay, is he in here? Bands, are you in here? All right, so I'm going to shuffle them. They're just really beautiful, like really artistic and kind of mystical looking cards. Be willing to express love. It has like a kind of like a sea fairy on it, you guys. It's really cool. I'll have to take a few pictures. Whoever Josephine Wall is, look at her art. It's very beautiful. Very beautiful. The Raw Report is a great podcast as well, Twisted. Yazzie and
thanks.
Zach is down there. Yes, we were students together before the evil energy we were enslaved for. I mean, we did. The light that we put forth in that darkness was, I mean, we kind of balanced that out and we had to leave before it overcame us, right? We could only do so much. It was it was fun what it was, but the Raw Report. So I believe if you just click on, where are you? 2K? 2K, the Raw Report? Yeah, I think you can follow the podcast with him. Is that correct? Or you gotta, it's somewhere on there. So I got these cards, I'm shuffling them, Yazzie.
Okay.
I'm gonna spread it out. And anybody that knows, I ask my person to connect with me, the client, whoever I am reading, please just connect with me and I will just pull a card and we'll see what message their higher self or spirit needs to know. Love endures, it says. It's really pretty. It's almost like on a voyage. You've been on a voyage maybe to look for love, Yazzie. It does not give up or lose faith. It's hopeful and withstands every situation. I feel like once you get this love, you're going to find it. You need to know that. Do you know that? Do you have that like solid, you know that's going to happen, or do you doubt it?
I recently came across somebody and I used to doubt it.
So is it somebody that you have, like you knew back in the day but lost contact with and have now reconnected with?
No, this is a recent specimen.
Okay. Well, so... if this is the person that this card is about, I'm not sure if it is. That means that there's going to be a journey and you have to have faith. So maybe you guys have to be separate as you guys are exploring this. Ooh, I got a balloon. Ooh, what's a balloon, you guys? That's cool. Sorry, Yazzie.
You're okay.
Like it's going to take a journey, like he's going to travel or you guys are going to be separated and you got to endure like a long distance thing, or there's some situation where it's going to be a journey to get through, but it'll be worth it in the end. I'm going to see what the book says.
It is long distance.
Oh, so it is. So it's going to be a journey. So yeah. This picture, it has like a boat on the water, and it does, it's not calm water, but it's not horrifically like tumultuous water. Does that make sense? It's going to be a battle, yes, but it's not going to be horrible. Cha-Cha, I got the new cards, Mama. I put the life purpose deck aside for when you came in, but we're reading with, I got Whispers of Love oracle cards, and Yazi got Love Endures. It says, love does not give up or lose faith. It is hopeful and withstands every situation. So, you know, I am in a long distance relationship. It's going to be hard. It's not easy, but the being able to communicate with this person, you will form a deeper foundation. And if you're able to withstand the distance and the shitty part of not being able to, you know, be cuddle buddies and just, you know, tickle each other, push them away, or do the little play fight, whatever it may be, you know, that little connection. If you can withstand that, then it'll be worth it. So it's the number 43, so that does go back down to 7. If any of this makes sense to you, then it's a message. I'm going to send you a picture, Yazi, as well. So the book says, no matter what's going on, love can endure all things. Take positive steps to create the change that is necessary to get through this. So right there, you're used to face-to-face relationships, right? So learn what's it like to be in a long distance. What are we going to have to do to still make it special? Yeah, we have conversations. It does get old after a while. You're going to have to do that video chat, get goofy. Hey, I went to the beach. Okay, put your feet in the sand and take a picture, or like put our initials in the, you know, little silly goofy stuff that you think is kid stuff. It starts meaning like little symbols of love. It helps, and it's very meaningful. Release your fear and recognize that this love will last, it says. Take a step back so you are better able to remember this truth, that it does last. When it's real, true love, Yazi, it does last. So don't doubt that. You know what immature love is. You've been through it several times before, right? So you know what a mature love shall look like. And it will be a process. You will learn as you go, because in any relationship we do. But just realize it takes a little bit more effort, and it's worth it. It is very worth it. The communication, making that foundation, you're going to start feeling the little tingles and the energy things if you already haven't. That may be why you've opened up to this possibility with a long distance thing, is because you started feeling those tingles and that weird, like, wow, am I feeling that or am I just being weird, right?
Right. Right, right.
So remember that they have their own perspective, and learn to compromise. I know you got your hard head, girl, but remember that you guys are a team. Remember, it's a team effort in any relationship. So don't take a hard stand when it's not necessary. Be aware of what you really want in this relationship so that you guys can be in harmony together, okay? Do you give in through the conflict, or do you take a stand? Look at past reactions, the book says, and be willing to address any behaviors or aspects of yourself that are no benefit to you. So some things in the past that maybe were your responsibility, that why a relationship didn't work, remember those things. Remember when you realized that you did have some responsibility in that. And take that with you. Remember those experiences, okay? So that you can be better in this relationship, so that you guys can grow together. It says a young couple, when you see this card, look at you. When you see this card, it has a young couple sitting close, and they are traveling on encounters in turbulent seas. Now, it wasn't calm, it wasn't extreme, but it's turbulent. The lion at the mast of the ship represents personal power. You have the power to take control. The water symbolizes the emotions, so it's a very emotional thing joining into a relationship with somebody. But take a minute to compose yourself and your thoughts, the book says, and that will benefit everybody. Assert yourself in a loving manner, Yazzie. Don't be too powerful. You come off as like powerful sometimes, which is good, but you are a soft and feminine woman as well. And you know that fine line, so remember it, okay? Make love the driving force and return to this energy to support you through whatever is going on. You're starting off on a good journey, and I'm excited for you. If you ever want any help or advice in a long-distance relationship, because like I said, the trust thing is major. It's hard. It really is, especially if you've had trust issues before. But just know that it is worth it. You put the time in for it, it is definitely worth it, and it'll work out in the end. Soft women are very powerful, right? And very powerful women are very soft when people don't realize it, too. You play it goes both ways, and it's exciting. I completely appreciate 2K right now. You are awesome for that. I totally appreciate all the love and making it clap and all that good stuff. All right, you guys. What do you feel about that, Yazzie?
Does that all make sense? Am I echoing?
I don't know. It could be because of my phone. Here, there you go.
Okay.
Try it again.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm still echoing.
I don't hear the echo. Does anybody else hear that echo?
Okay, so it's just me? Okay. Okay, but I spoke too soon.
Here, I'll get my headphones and we'll see if that'll work. You guys, I'm still waiting on the microphone. I really wanted this Rode NT USB Mini, but it's still like on, it hasn't been released yet. They'll let me know when it's released or they'll send it. Does that sound better now?
Better? No.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we're going to have to deal with a slight echo. Let's see. I'm going to send you this card, Yazzie. So let me find you.
I don't know why I'm echoing.
Okay, there you are. And there's your card.
But it sounds accurate thus far. Yes.
Isn't it pretty?
You hit it like dead on.
Good. Girl, you just go with the flow. Follow your heart. And
it's pretty.
Remember that it's you're going on a journey. It's going to be a journey, but it'll be worth it. You guys are in it together, that's even though you are separated. You know what I'm saying? There's a light in front of that boat. You see it? You got some light and love and a good guiding force for this journey of love and in this relationship. So you'll be great. Hi, special character.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
You're welcome, Yazzie. You feel better about it?
I do. I mean, we're not technically in the relationship yet, but it's definitely.
Oh well,
like
you're.
Like
yeah, you are.
Headed in that direction.
It's already that way.
It's already.
You're already feeling it. It already says it's a journey. You're already in it. Hi, Paul. See, soften yourself towards it. Don't be so defensive. That's what it's saying. Open yourself up to the love.
I know. That's what my problem is. I'm super defensive when I do not let my guards down for nothing.
And where has that gotten you?
This particular person.
Hold on. But where has that gotten you, Yazzie?
Nowhere. That's because I didn't want these scrubs. But with this particular
right, so
one.
So now you found that one, that potential, right?
Yes, and I'm just slowly letting my guard down with this one because I just feel it. Like, I feel like this is right.
Don't drag those feet too much. You know, you feel that this is like there's something there. Like I said, you felt the tingles. You felt that, and you're like, that's why you even made the decision to even go for a long distance, because that's not you.
That's not Yazi.
No, it's not.
Okay. So you already felt it. That's why you even took the step.
You're right. You are absolutely right. This is crazy. That's right. Well, Poe, I thank you.
You're welcome. Is Cha-Cha still in here? We got to tell Cha-Cha. We got to make her get her tits up. We got those cards now.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump off of here. I'm cooking and
ooh, what you
trying
cooking,
to
Mama?
Burn the house down. Girl, I'm making boneless chicken thighs and string beans. And I don't know the other item yet. Didn't think that far.
All right. Well, I'll be over for dinner when we're done.
Okay. I got just the least I could do. Thank you.
Love you, Yazzie.
Love you, too.
John, welcome. Inspired. I love you, Yazzie. Welcome, everybody, to the Holy Shift Podcast. You're here, and we got my new cards. We got the new ones. I just opened the Whispers of Love, and it's such a beautiful deck, and we did read for Yazzie. Thank you so much, Yazzie. I appreciate you. I'll definitely get you 2K. Give me a moment. Is Cha-Cha still here? Because I want to tell her I want to open these cards when she's here. Everybody, I love you. I appreciate you sharing the show. I appreciate your gifts. You are quite amazing. I love you all. So look, I'm going to paste this. This is not the permanent web address. It will be holeshift.com, but that's the website. That's the web address that is located at now. If you put the first one in, it will take you to my website. That is the actual, the look and everything. That's how it looks. However, it will change. The address will change as soon as my brother assists me in that situation. Okay. So Cha-Cha, I got the Life Purpose deck right here by Doreen Virtue. And I like it. Girl, I got to show you the Whispers of Love too. It's really pretty. I got to read you some Whispers of Love, Cha-Cha. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate you, boo. Generosity is always welcome, Eric. Yes, yes, definitely. Welcome back, John. I'm trying to open them. The box is crisp. But I was just talking earlier, like, when you open a new book, like Joe had said, when you open a new book, the smell is just amazing, don't you think? I love the smell of new books. Ooh, the first card is animal. You're so pretty, Cha-Cha. Thank you so much for your gift, girl. You're amazing. And they're green. Cha-Cha, you know that's my favorite color, right? The back of the cards are green, and it has this pretty angel and like an emerald cloak. Yes, see? Perfect. And they're gold around them. So I did halfway, and it says author, and I am a writer. Isn't that funny? Everybody love everybody, definitely. You have a book inside of you that wishes to be expressed. Make time to write it. Maybe that I shall. I definitely have a couple of books somewhere in there, and I should probably get them out now that I have access and time. You tried to send a yacht, but it said insufficient funds. Sue, I love you, girl. I appreciate you. Anything you give me is a yacht to me. Girl, you give me a pool noodle, we'll make that bitch a yacht, okay? For real. So 2K, do you want a life purpose card? What kind of card are you wanting? Welcome, welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am Poetic. You can also, I am mostly known by people that are around me as Shauna, but you can call me Poetic or Poe. I am here doing intuitive card reads with my brand new decks that I purchased and that Cha-Cha gifted. So it was a combination. All right. You want to call in or do you just want to stay in the room? It's up to you. So I'm over here shuffling cards and we're going to read Zach. He can call in or he could stay in the chat room. No problem. I understand. So when I do a card reading, you guys, I simply ask the person that I'm reading to open up and allow me to pull any messages or guidance for them from their higher self, their spirit, or whatever they may call it. Come on. I am busy. I have no idea what they're talking about. That was my neighbor. Sorry, guys. Anyways, so I ask you to open your energy to me for any message that you may need. Okay? I then pull the card, and then we will go. I will pull any information that comes to me, comes in like a thought or sometimes a picture or it's just a knowing. I don't know how to explain it. I'll express that. I will go to the book that comes with the cards and read the book. If any information comes to me while I am reading the book, I will stop reading and give that information. And that is how I read. Okay. I did pull you a card, 2K. It says you're on the right path. You already are doing everything you should be doing. It's working. And if you feel like you're being stagnant, take a step back. You need to realize where you have came from. Look at where you were sitting a year ago, maybe, and realize how far you have come from that moment, okay? Does that make any sense? Says, keep doing what you're doing because it's working. In case you were doubting your feelings, the book says, and plans, the card is your angel's way of encouraging you to continue. And so you've been feeling like you're not progressing as fast as you could. I should be in this place. Why am I not here? I'm just here. You've got to realize how far you have come in that year. Realize how many people would have broken down and not achieved what you have achieved. You are strong and powerful. And you just did it on a whim. You weren't planning all this. Now that you've got some plans in the works, you've got to realize that what you've got going on and what you're planning is what you should be doing, okay? This podcast, whatever else you're doing, there's something you're doing on the sidelines besides your job and your regular place to live. There's something you're planning that's going to take you. Eva Rose, I can read you as long as, I don't know, I'm not sure. Let me get back to you on that, okay? I think it would be okay, but I want to make sure you understand what it entails, okay? Because it's you. You are a powerful, you could read your own cards. Anybody can read their own cards. Anybody. We all are made of energy and we can pull any messages out for ourselves. It's if we're in the right mindset, if we're focused enough to get that message, okay? So Zach, you are, this is your angel saying you are on the right path with your dreams and goals. Okay. You've got to make sure you realize where you came from and give yourself credit. You've got to applaud your efforts because it's taken a lot of effort, a lot of strength to get to where you are today. Just the act of having a dream has added the passion and meaning to your life. As, like, for instance, look at where you were a year ago. Like I said, that's very amazing that you've grown so much for yourself. It says, now the angels are encouraging you to take positive action steps related to your goal and to your dream. Follow your dreams. Don't doubt those dreams can come true because I have only done this. But look at how much you've done in this short amount of time. They know that you'll feel happier and more energized when you devote daily time to this dream. Not just what I got to do to survive. You have a dream that is your passion, and that's what you got to focus on, okay? You have to make the commitment to yourself and tell yourself you're worth that much to achieve your dreams, because you're worth that. You can do it. Once you allow yourself to do that, that's when the great things happen. Center your mind and body with a few deep breaths. Close your eyes. Ask your angels or your higher self, creator, whatever you call it, to give you signs and guidance and motivation to direct your life to your divine purpose. So it will show you the next step or whatever you need to follow to get you to where you need to be. Work as a team with that intuition, with that guidance, because it comes to you, Zach 2K. It comes to you. Don't ignore it. You have an issue with ignoring certain signs. Don't ignore them, okay? Just go for it. I know you start to second guess yourself. Oh, but why? Oh, well, why not? Just try it one time. See, go with your instinct one day and see what happens. Notice the thoughts and feelings after you receive after making this request, and work as a team, like I said, with your intuition by asking for any clarity when you're not sure. The guidance comes to you, 2K. You have to listen to it. Stop doubting yourself. Hi, Taz. Welcome, welcome. Sue needs a reading. So does that make sense, 2K? You've got a good path. You're on a good path. You're doing the right thing. So I have three more decks to open. I will read Sue, definitely, as soon as I get back. Something's going on outside. My neighbors are telling me to come say hi. I don't know who it is. Give me 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to plug my phone in and I will start a new show. Okay, guys, I know you guys know me. I'm an airy fairy Libra all over the place. I love you and we will be back. Sue, I got you. Inspired, I got you. I know. I love you too. Inspired, don't cry. I'll be here. I'll be back. I promise. Sue, I got you. I'll hunt you down and give you your reading, Sue. All right. I love you guys. I'll be back.